Coming up this Saturday night at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield will be another of the great shows in their lineup, as the Richie Lee Duo will be performing some of the Rock Hall of Fame classics that you'll be familiar with. And Richie Lee with us here on the phone here today. Good morning. How are you?
Good, Neil.
Well, pretty good. You've done a lot of shows around this part of Southwest Iowa, haven't you?
Yes.
You get back quite a bit. You spend a lot of time traveling?
Pretty much, yeah. About every week. And we really enjoy it. So.
Yeah. Do you stick pretty much around close to the Iowa area, or do you do quite a bit of extensive traveling?
We do some traveling. I mean, most of our shows are, because we're based out of Iowa, most of our shows are in Iowa, but we'll go anywhere pretty much. So.
Very good. Richie, talk a little bit about your roots. I know a lot of folks will be familiar with your shows. You've performed enough shows around these parts that a lot of folks have had a chance to see you at different times over the years. From where you started to where you are now, how has that changed over time?
Well, not really sure. I kind of, you know, just grew up listening to this kind of music because that's what my parents always had on the radio. And I always kind of knew I wanted to, you know, be into music and play guitar, and then being a big Buddy Holly fan. That's where I got to do some cool stuff with that. And been playing extensively since I was about, let's say about since I was 13, 14, something like that.
What is it about the music of the 50s and 60s and that kind of stuff that really ignites passions in people, not just you as a performer, but in the folks that you perform for?
Most of it's got a very good beat, and it tells a story, you know, and it's just always kind of made me feel good, and I know it makes other people feel good when we play it. So it's got feeling.
Yeah, well, and so many people here in Iowa, you know, we tend to be a little bit of an older state, our population, so a lot of folks kind of grew up with that music, too, and it's familiar. It's something that brings us back to our youth.
Yes, absolutely.
Of course, you're not quite that old to have enjoyed that when it was popular at the time, but you've taken a shine to that.
That's pretty much all I grew up listening to, so it takes me back to my youth as well, believe it or not. So that's all I ever listened to back when I was growing up. So that's all I have ever really known. Yeah. And I still love it. You know, I love it even more now than I did then, you know, so.
Sure. Well,
it's one of those type of things that you just can't get tired of.
Yeah. Well, and good music is always going to, it's going to break any boundaries.
Uh-huh.
Talk a little bit about this show. What will you be bringing to folks?
I'll be playing with my drummer, Justin Kramer, who also plays guitar, so we'll be both playing guitar, and we'll be doing some of the stuff we do, or most of the stuff we do with our band, and then some Everly Brothers, who some people may know. We just lost the last of the remaining Everly Brothers, Don Everly, so we'll do a tribute to them, and we play a very good variety from 50s and 60s.
It's kind of neat when I hear you talk about that, because so many times when folks go out to see someone perform, a lot of times it's just, you know, it's canned music. It's pre-recorded music that they might be performing to. It's hard to bring a band with you anywhere. You go through eras of music where some of it was very synthesized and some of it was, there were a lot of horns and things involved and stuff too. The kind of music that you're doing, you talk about, you've got maybe a couple of guys who play guitar and play the drums, and you can make it sound awesome just with that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, just live music, two guys playing guitar, you know, and, it's all real. You know, there's no pre-recorded anything. So
how'd you guys get together in the first place?
Basically one of our other band members had recommended him, you know, to play drums with us. And that's kind of how we met him, and we just, you know, really clicked.
Well, I'm thinking back because I've seen you perform, oh gosh, probably at least a half a dozen times over the years at different places, including here in Atlantic. But I've seen you do different styles of shows and different types of things. And it seems like every time I've seen you, you've been performing with different people. Does that not bother you at all to work with different folks?
No, not really. But, you know, it gets you, you know, that's how, you know, it gets you introduced to playing with other people. You know, I kind of grew up doing that anyway. When I didn't have a steady band, you know, just playing with other musicians and stuff. And, you know, it's good to do that too. But our current lineup, we've been playing together for, well, 6 years. Our drummer's been with us for 4 years.
Well, it's nice to have that consistency, that continuity.
Yes, yes.
But also it's
especially,
kind of...
When you've been playing together, you kind of know each other and what, you know it's going to sound good pretty much no matter what. I mean, you got a steady thing going. There's no surprises or unpleasant surprises, you know.
Right. So. Everybody stays on beat. We're not having any issues there.
Right.
No one's reading it differently. No, it's but it is kind of fun to jam once in a while with some other folks.
Oh, yeah. Yep, for sure.
And you've had a chance to play with some of the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, of which you are one yourself. You've had a chance to jam with some different guys and gals who have been involved in that organization over the years.
Oh, yeah, many. Yeah, I've been with part of the Iowa Rock and Roll since I was about 14. And really gotten to meet, you know, a lot of great, cool musicians. So, you know, some of which have passed on through the years, but... I got to meet some cool people. So it's a great foundation, great organization, you know, a rock and roll. So,
well, you think back over the years, and if folks actually visit and get to see a little bit of what's involved in the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and see some of the archives and things there, you'd realize just how much live music really originated here from the state of Iowa.
It is surprising. And very surprising. I mean, even back to the Everly Brothers, I mean, they're from Shenandoah, Iowa, you know, and then Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, Big Bopper, they did their last show here in Iowa. And there's just a lot of, you know, history here.
You bet. When you decided to kind of make music something that you wanted to do, you know, pretty regular, you know, it's not the easiest business to be in, is it?
No. I mean, there's, you know, I think with just about any, you know, occupation, I mean, there's always ups and downs and, you know, but most of it's been good. You know, it's very rewarding. I can say that.
Well, I assume a lot of good relationships have come from it.
Oh, yeah, many friends, you know, and a lot of cool people have gotten to know through the years, through doing music and, the Buddy Holly, Richie Valens thing. I know some members of Buddy's family, and then several members, like all of his siblings. I've gotten to know them on Richie's side of the family, Richie Valens. Mm-hmm. So it's been really, you know, really rewarding to get to know people like that. You know, it's about the closest thing as you'll get to the people themselves.
Sure. So, well, you've gotten to play in front of some large crowds and some large venues. This will not be that. This at the Warren Cultural Center will, of course, be a little bit smaller, more intimate. Do you like that atmosphere?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I like to, you know, you feel more connected with your audience that way than if you're playing from, you know, thousands of people, you know, which is good, too. It's fun, too. I like playing, you know, pretty much anywhere. But it's always nice when people are actually, you know, right there and you can communicate with them easier, I think.
Sure. Well, I know you've got a set list all lined up and stuff, but at a venue like this on Saturday night, will you take any requests if they come your way?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So folks have a few of their favorites. Just feel free to share that and you'll get the opportunity there to enjoy. Tickets are $15 for adults. Students, high school, and younger are free, so you can get your tickets online. Go to warrenculturalcenter.com, and you can get them ahead of time if you like, or if there's some available yet, you can get them at the door that evening. That's a 7 o'clock show. Again, that's coming up this Saturday, August 28th, at the Warren Cultural Center. It's there on the square in Greenfield. Fun little venue to enjoy, and a fun act to enjoy as well. The Richie Lee Duo performing this Saturday night. Well, Richie, thank you so much for your time here this morning. Best to you. Hope you have a great show.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. Appreciate it.